is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman. Challengers are already lining up to challenge the U.S. government's latest travel ban. A new round of lawsuits filed against U.S. President Donald Trump's revised travel ban are being heard by courts across the country today, a day before the new order takes effect. Federal judges in Maryland, Washington State, and Hawaii are hearing arguments for and against the new restrictions, which were issued by the administration March 6th. Hawaii was the first state to file a lawsuit against the revised orders. The Pacific State's Attorney General, Douglas Chin, says the new order will harm the state's Muslim population, tourism, and foreign students.
People are less inclined to travel to the United States. And so to us, the reason why that argument is strong is because it's such a big part of our economy.
Three federal appeals judges last month upheld a Washington state ruling that suspended the first travel order issued January 27th, a week after Trump's inauguration. The original order led to chaos and confusion at airports across the U.S., with travelers from seven countries detained after arriving. The order led to dozens of legal challenges that ended with a federal appeals court issuing a temporary restraining order that stopped enforcement of the ban. The new order removes Iraq from the list of Muslim-majority nations whose citizens will be unable to travel to the U.S. for 90 days and bans all refugee admissions for 120 days. Moving forcefully against Obama-era environmental rules, President Trump is said to announce in Michigan plans to re-examine federal requirements that regulate the fuel efficiency of new cars and new trucks. This is VOA News. At least 25 people